Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don. Giving a microphone, fresh dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, oh, listen. Why don't you join in? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today, I wanted to give you something that I've been learning more and more lately. You know, I'm a huge fan of the book, The Secret, but I did myself a favor because I know I learn better this way. I learn better by hearing. And so I downloaded The Secret onto my iPhone, so I got the audio book. And man, oh man, oh man, what a smart move that really was for me, because I know how I learn. You know, I do very well with visual. When I can see what it is that I'm after or how to do something, I do it better. And when I'm listening, I learn better like that. I wish I had known that about myself in college and stuff like that, where I didn't do so well. If I could have learned that that's the way I learned, I would have used more tools to help me. But let's just say I figured it out. And so I'm grateful for that. And I was listening to the audio portion of this book, and I've been learning so much more. I've rephrased a lot of it to fit how I think and more of how I talk. And I just wanted to share that with you this morning, man. It might help you out a great deal. And one of the things that my mother had always taught me, and because it's a spiritual thing with my mother's, it's a biblical reference to my mother. And the book, The Secret, grabbed that principle and uses it very well. And it's gratitude. I want to run this by you every day. You know what I started doing? I started spending my every waking moment being thankful, showing gratitude. Now, in the book, it says to put that out there in the universe. But if you're waking up and you're saying thank you, I mean, who are you saying thank you to? I mean, let's be real here. That universe was created by God. That is my belief. That's the majority of people's belief that I know. I'm not knocking you if you don't believe that. Do you? Let me know how that work out for you, though. But so my thank you is to my Heavenly Father, as is a lot of yours. But here's the thing. I started saying thank you from the time I wake up till I go in the bathroom, till I shower, till I dress, till I get in my van, till I get to work, while I'm on the elevator, until I sit down and crack the mic. Now, somebody might say, man, that's a lot of time. No, hold up, man. Hold up. It's really not. Because what it does for you, it does more for you than for anyone else. This is about you. Showing gratitude and being grateful is for you. And let me tell you what it does. When I started doing this, man, it started changing my day. It started changing my attitude towards the day. So when the difficulties of the day began, they were nothing to me because I was so filled with gratitude. I'm talking about continuous thanks for all things. You cannot run out of things to be grateful for. Not if you fine-tune your gratitude. Not if you do it in a way where you're being very specific about what you're grateful for. When you wake up and you're grateful for waking up, when you're grateful for the ability to move today, when you are grateful for the fact that you have solid thoughts right now, that you are in your right mind, when you start thanking him for the flexibility that you feel in the morning and the stiffness, and as it wears off as you start moving around, that's another reason to be grateful, that you have a shower to take, that there are many people who don't have a place to shower. The fact that you're brushing your teeth, the fact that you have somewhere to go, the fact that your job may not be ideally the job you want, but you have a job to go to, that you have a measure of health, that you have a place to go and get a cool drink of water to start your day, or you can make a cup of coffee, or the fact that you can grab yourself a yogurt on the way out the door, and the fact that you have a way to get to work, whether it's on the subway, the bus, the cab, or you have the wherewithal to walk to work, or you driving to work in whatever kind of car it is, that you have a place to be, to provide. When you start really fine-tuning your gratitude, it is amazing, man. And what it does is it puts you in a state of mind that is so uplifting to you that it is the perfect way to start your day. Y'all think I'm clowning with you here? I am not. Try it. Try it. You are what you think. So you start the day off as this grateful creature, this grateful person, this grateful soul. You start your day off as grateful. Man, oh man, oh man. How good is that? And it just spirals throughout your day and it puts you in a great mood. My mood has totally changed. I'm not a bad mood person anyway, but you know, when my day starts getting heavy, man, sometimes it get on me, man. Cause I mean, I'm from the time I wake up till I go home at night. Can you imagine having somebody move you around all day? What it would feel like to have somebody making you accountable for every single moment of your day. The moment you stop to take a breath, somebody finds that as an opportunity to spend a moment with you, because to them it's just a minute, but they don't know all the minutes that's occupied in your day. Imagine that. So I try to steal some minutes here, steal some minutes there. But now, man, it don't jump on me that way. You know what I'm saying? I got to take some time to myself throughout the day. So as soon as I get off the air, I take a 20-minute break before I go to my briefing to start my talk show. And you say, 20 minutes ain't nothing. See, it ain't, but it's all I got. And I use it to shut myself down, meditate, have a quiet moment, become even more thankful. But I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for everything because, man, I have a show, too, that keeps me busy. I have a radio show that keeps me busy. I got another TV. I'm just grateful for all of it, man. And what happens is, let me share this with you. It changes your focus because now your focus is not on what you don't have. Your focus is on what you do have. Do you understand that amazing turnaround in your life if you can make that one, folks? When you change that focus through gratitude, you then open up the pathways for more stuff to come to you. A lot of us are blocking our blessings today because we ain't grateful for the ones we have. See, we so busy. We so busy telling God and putting out in the universe what we don't have, what we ain't got, that we no longer are receptive to things that we could have. You have now blocked all your blessings from coming because your focus is not on the come, it's to what you ain't got. So how can more blessings come your way? How can more good things come your way? How can positive things start happening to you if your focus is on the negative things? If your focus is on the things that you don't have? If your focus is on what you're lacking instead of what the abundance that you have and what you expect more of. If you change your gratitude, you change your attitude, and it changes your altitude. Man, use your gratitude to change your attitude, which then affects your altitude. Do you feel me now? Come on, man. Ain't that a good thing? I've had to rework it to the way I say it, but man, that's been so helpful for me every day. Start your day that way. Just try it. Try it starting now. Or you want to get a fresh start, do it tomorrow morning. But watch what happens to you, okay? It's going to amazingly revolutionize the way you face your day. Hey, thanks for spending your Thanksgiving with the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. If it sounds weird, it's because it's about to get weirder. We are here today to entertain, but mostly trip you out. Ladies and gentlemen, in the words of a celestial being from the hood, this is the Morning Show. That day.
Yeah, it is.
Offended, Shirley.
Good morning,
hey man,
Steve.
You got them relatives that's old but still use the term. You know, these women's is just be walking around here. There is no Z or
yes.
S on women.
Yes.
These women's is children's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
These children's.
People. I have an aunt in New Orleans today. Uh-huh. She put an S on
children's.
Everything.
On everything.
On everything. She says Collis.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What is this?
Hey, back to the show.
Hey, the detox is over.
Oh, is it?
I'm having coffee with a slice of pound cake. Hey, I'm looking at some grapes in a bowl. I'm looking at coffee with cream.
I want it.
Yeah, I want it all back.
I want it all back.
You're going to mess yourself up.
In the moment.
Yeah, just one
ain't
day,
it supposed to be
Steve.
Gradual? You're supposed to gradually
yeah,
get
I come
back
gradual.
Into...
Nah, man, my doctor's still here. Dog, I'm really yeah. focusing on my health because I've mm-hmm. made a conscious decision that God gives us two incredibly valuable commodities, time and health. Mm-hmm. They're the two most important things in your life. If you're out of either one of those, you are in a world of trouble. You know, on one of my posts the other day, first of all, good morning, y'all. We just
morning.
Morning.
Yes.
Morning, morning.
So, guys, let me tell you something. I did a post exercising one time. A woman said, why are you exercising so much? What you trying to tell us? When God call you home, it's your time. I don't care how much you exercise. Mm. And 60 is not the new 40. 60 is 60. I went down.
Well, you ain't got to get to God fat, though.
Yeah,
you ain't
got she's to get so to him bitter.
Like, I mean, but
rush
dog.
It. That sounds like somebody already on medication.
Yeah. Dog, yeah.
60 is 60. And when God called you home, I don't care about you working out. I went, wow. So your quality of time here can be better if you're in shape. Yeah. Now, when you gone, you gone. But wouldn't you like for the time spent here to be well spent?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I done told my family, if I ever need require wiping, just go and put that plug.
Because I sure
nobody washing
wipe.
And wiping me. That I don't want.
I'm not going to wipe you.
Tom, Marjorie you asked me one time, she said, baby, if we got old, would you wash me? Ooh. Yeah, I'll wash you. But now wiping, we're going to have to hide
something. There's a difference between the two.
Yeah, I bathe you now. I ain't got no problem
oh,
with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but wiping though,
and wiping,
he is obsessed.
We gotta bring somebody
wiping.
In.
Somebody can come in.
Yeah, we got to bring somebody in.
Home healthcare
coming up. It's Junior's turn with Truth Be Told. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for Junior's Truth Be Told.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Shirley. Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big day. Yep. Now we have discussed. Mm-hmm. All of the things we've discussed when people need to bring food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What time dinner start.
Yeah. What time
again?
All people
who coming. We've discussed all this. One thing we have not discussed.
What?
The one thing. When your ass need to leave.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We have discussed. Now people don't know when to leave. There's times you need to leave. There are statements that will be made you need to adhere to and understand. Mm-hmm. Like, well, that's it. See, when you hear that, start getting your keys in your hand. We need to hear some Jane, something.
Yeah.
It's time to go. You can't spend all day here. Dinner start at 2. Treat it like a restaurant. How long you staying there? Right. You sit down at 2, by 3:30, you gone. Same way.
Hour and a half, that's about right.
Yeah, about hour and a half.
That's an hour and a half.
That's an hour and a half.
What about the game?
Forget all that. You ain't come over here for the game. You came to eat. If you full, if I see you kick off a shoe, your ass got to go. Let me catch a shoe off your foot.
They don't do that.
Yeah, no. You ain't staying here all day. Now, my mama tired. She done cooked everything. She done fed everybody. What else can we talk about? We done discussed everything. Wow. We know Walter got out of jail. We know Hattie had a heart transplant.
Right.
We know Melba had another baby. We got all this information.
Sick.
After we cover,
Melba still having kids. When your name Melba
at 45, still having baby.
Come on, man. Your name Melba, you probably
you probably having still baby.
No, you probably through having baby. Anybody that named Melba, they through having baby.
We didn't cover all.
What
this.
Does the name have to do with it, Steve?
Got a lot to do with your age. If your name is Agnes, you probably done had all your kids.
All your kids.
Yeah, you probably got grandkids.
But we done covered everything we can talk about. We know Junior went back into rehab. We got that.
Wow.
Everything is covered. Let's just go ahead and go home. We just need you to go home. That's it.
Beatrice. She's through having kids.
Beatrice will be through having kids.
Stop with the old name.
It's Beatrice. He said Beatrice.
It's Beatrice.
Some people say Beatrice.
Odetta is not having kids.
That's what he got out of there.
Odetta.
Exactly.
I'm giving you the names where I can assure you if this is your name, you are at an age where you are beyond childbearing years.
Give me another. Okay.
Sojourner.
Sojourner.
Yeah.
Sojourner is through having babies.
You want another one?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Henrietta.
Henrietta?
She through having kids.
Henrietta Tubes is dusty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You got any more? You need another one?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Gwen.
Gwen.
Okay, I love a Gwen.
Gwen is through having
your name.
Gwen ain't having no
name. I love a Gwen.
Gwen 52.
Because she got a 52-year-old name.
That's it, Gwen.
See, his names, once you have an old name, you can quit having babies. If your name is Barbara, you're probably through having kids. I'm just saying. Ain't nobody named Barbara still having kids. Not Barbara.
Can Edna have a kid?
Edna been through having kids.
Roberta.
Betty.
Dunn.
Shirley.
Betty.
Shirley. Dunn. Oh, here's Gladys.
Gladys already had a kid.
Yeah, that's right up there with Agnes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you who threw.
Who?
Jackie is. I tell you that.
Hey, Jack.
I'm sorry.
Well, you just, ooh, we can't you have always no more go kids. Over there.
We can't have no more kids.
Well, since you went there, Carla, put that on in there. I already said Shirley.
Shirley.
Nobody. Betty, Shirley. Mary, Marjorie, all of that. Yeah.
Margaret.
Last night, I ain't even sleep in the bed last night.
Oh, Esther. Steve, you forgot about Esther.
I got anus.
Yeah.
Because Rose slept with us last night.
Uh huh.
I took my shower, man. I was tired as hell because I fell asleep in my office.
Mm-hmm.
So I went upstairs, I took a shower, came into the bedroom out my bathroom, put my light on my little phone, Rose in the bed. I just turned around, went downstairs. I'm not finna do this to me. I'm not gonna have her set her damn heel in my eye. No
way. I remember you used to say that about Winton, Steve, when Winton was little.
Man, these kids, man, they
sleep bad, don't they?
Uh huh. I was a bad sleeping kid. Ooh, I was.
They ain't got nowhere to go. I gotta go to work. You in here sleeping bad. You're on your side.
Right.
Matter of fact,
go to your
get
room.
Get out the
go
damn bed. Why you in
go
here?
Go to your room.
Noah in his bed. Why you got to sleep in here? I sleep with Nana, Papa. Okay, well, so Papa sweet. Don't want to sleep with you.
How could you turn that Papa down, though?
But it hurt her, though. Yeah, Papa won't sleep with Nana, too. Yeah. Papa want to get a little P&N time. Yeah, that Papa Nana to you. P&N is a little something else to me, though.
Steve.
Okay.
Hey, can we tell you about Junior, though? We forgot to talk about this. At the J-Spot on Taco Tuesday. We forgot to tell you about
that.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did the doggone thing. Yes. I mean, Steve, you would have been so proud of him. It was packed, first of all, thanks to everyone who came out. Junior was so fly. He looked good. He looked the part.
I wonder where I got that from, though.
Exactly. Steve would have been so proud.
Who taught me that?
Mm-hmm.
To be fly.
He went to work, Steve. He did. He went to work. Yes, he was very good.
Who taught me that?
He was funny, everything. Everything that you would have wanted him to be. So I just wanted to say congratulations.
Hey, Tom, you're going to love it, man, when you go down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go do it for real black folks over there now.
I know it is.
Oh, yeah.
Real black folks over there.
What's his boo
there? How the tacos? The tacos good, too?
Yeah, the tacos are good. I told you the tacos are good. Taco Tuesday.
That's a given, huh?
Yes.
But what's his boo there? Monica.
Monica was there.
Oh, my boo. Yeah, my boo was there.
Oh, his boo was there, too?
Uh-huh.
You know what, dog?
Y'all had really. James and
hey, man, let me tell you something. Y'all really ought to quit fooling around.
Who?
You and Monica.
Man, Monica crazy. Hold on.
Now wait a minute.
Hold on, come on.
Okay, all right.
Everybody
throw me down
crazy,
that river right there.
You
gonna send my ass up that river, right?
Men
there.
Love crazy. Coming up next, nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ooh, what you got?
Paper clips.
What
does
that mean?
Okay, don't say no more. Just don't do it.
You don't want him to explain it.
Speak for it,
no.
Sir.
What is?
No, it doesn't.
You know what a paperclip is, don't you?
Yes.
I think it's for itself. Paperclip.
Okay. But in a prank, though? Okay.
Yes.
No, I just thought it was outburst.
Tommy.
Direct.
I don't just bust Tommy. Out and say paperclips out of nowhere. Yeah, honestly.
You go too far, so.
Travel.
I'm trying to reach Veronica.
This is she.
Hi, Veronica. How you doing? My name is Philip. I'm from Corp. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help you today?
You were with the company here. Let's see, you just left about, 6 months ago?
That's correct.
Okay, and you left with a severance, am I right?
That's right. I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Philip. My name is Philip. Philip. I'm actually calling on some security questions and wanted to reach out to you. Now, you own your own travel agency now?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you actually left with a severance when you left the company, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, and how long were you actually with
I was there for 8 years. I'm sorry, who am I speaking to again?
My name is Philip. I'm with security.
And what can I do for you, Philip?
Well, you started this business. Now, did you start it before you left?
Philip, I started this business after I left there.
You started it after you left there?
That's correct. 1 month.
Okay. So the reason why I'm giving you a call, and I've been, we've gone through some security tapes and things of that nature. We're missing so many reams of paper. We're missing thousands of paper clips. We're missing so many office supplies, and it's been brought to the security's attention that it's targeting that you are the person that has taken all of this office.
Let me get this right, Philip. You are calling my place of business asking me if I have used paper clips and paper. I have customers in my establishment right now. I can't talk to you about this.
Okay, ma'am, listen. I know that I'm sorry for calling your place of business, but I want to say this. We're at the point of actually picking you up behind items that have been taken from the company. So I wanted to call and see if we could get it taken care of over the phone. Now, if you got to go, then I'm going to have to actually come out to your business, and that's something that I'm trying not to do.
You know what? Hold on 1 second. You hold that thought. Who the f*** is this on my phone talking about some damn paper clips? I have been gone from there for 6 months, and you calling me now about some paper and some what?
Paper clips, ma'am. We're missing at least 5,000 paper clips.
I'm going to tell you what you can do, Ms. I have been out of that company for 6 months. I worked for y'all for 8 years, and you all let me go. I didn't take anything from you.
Okay. Have you ever used any paper or any paper clips outside of have you done that?
Of course I use paper every day. I run a business.
Okay, but you're using our paper for your own personal business. Your travel agent or whatever it is that you have, you're using office supplies. That right there is against the law.
Oh, no, I will go and buy you some damn paper clips.
Okay, well, we don't want paper clips, ma'am. Now, we've given you a severance pay, and from my understanding, it's been a substantial amount. And right now, is going to be filing charges and taking you to court over these paper clips and paper.
I'm going to tell you what you can do with them 5,000 paper clips. I'm going to paper clip them together and hang you off by your I didn't steal no damn paper clips. You're going to call me 6 months later talking about some paper and paper clips.
Okay, ma'am, I don't want to go
this
back.
This is some Philip.
I'm sorry?
This is some Philip.
So are you wanting to return all the merchandise? Because it looks like
I didn't take no merchandise. I don't have to steal nothing from y'all. I worked for you for 8 years. Talking about
right.
I stole something.
And
I was employed
years,
a year.
For eight years, you stole paper, paper clips. You stole office supplies, scissors, masking tape. You have taken markers, pens. We got it down to a
science. I don't know what videotapes you got, Philip. I ain't steal nothing from y'all. I was employee of the year. You all gave me a severance package. How dare you call me 6 months later? You can take them paper clips and shove them up your behind.
Excuse me?
Are we done here?
No, we're not done here.
So take your videotape and your paper clips and your scissors, and you know what to do with them.
No, I don't, ma'am. Now, listen, what we're going to have to do is you're going to get served right there at your travel agency. Where are you located?
Excuse me?
We're missing over 5,000 paper clips, and we need those. Now,
you know, what's your address? I'm going to bring your damn paper and paper clips to you. How about that?
Give me your address.
Philip.
You are guilty of using the paper, aren't you?
We all use paper, Philip. I don't
steal. Which means, guess what? It's against the law, which means
you
have stolen something. If you have taken one paper clip, it's against the law. And we want our doggone paper clips back.
You got pens in your car, Philip? That's a corporation? I bet you do.
But I work for the company.
I'm trying to run a business, so you stealing too. Give me your boss's number. You calling my damn phone talking about some pens and paper clips. You lost your mind. Give me your address. I'll bring the pens and paper clips. You ain't got to come pick me up.
You've taken so many pens and so many paper clips, thousands
of
rims of paper.
I'm trying to run a business. Don't call my phone with this.
Okay.
Talking about some paper clips. Give me your address.
I'm going to say this to you now. I'm going to go ahead and order the police to come over. I'm ordering the police to come and pick you up, okay? Because I'm trying to get the problem taken care of over the phone.
Bring the police and you come with them. Come get it. I got something for your when you get here. Bring them. You calling me about some paper and paper clips. I've been gone from there for 6 months. You crazy.
Ma'am, you have stolen paper clips from the company, and we want our paper clips back.
Bring your over here. You want to get some damn paper clips, and I'm going to call my man so he can kick your over here if you want to. You want the address? You want the address, Philip? Come on. I'm a professional. I'm trying to run a business. I got to walk away from my customers and deal with some about some pens and papers. Are you
And paper clips. Because you stole over 5,000 paper. You're a thief. And you also, you better be ready because you stole some stuff for Tommy, and he's been over here about it, too.
Wait a minute. Whoa, who is Tommy?
Tommy says you stole a bunch of his stuff.
Listen, I don't know nobody named no damn.
You don't know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? You don't know him?
What'd you say?
I say, do you know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
You gotta be kidding me.
Your girlfriend Dorothea got me to prank phone call you.
Ooh, I'm gonna kick her. I'm going to get her right now. I'm gonna kick her.
Calm down. You good?
You made me step in the back room on you. Ooh.
Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Just doing my duty, that's all.
Yeah.
Just doing my duty, that's all.
You're going to get it one day.
Well, you know, not yet, sure.
But I'm praying for you, though.
Not yet. Ain't nobody
with
me yet. I think
his segment is just as ignorant as mine. I don't.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
You
want to
know why?
No, it's not.
I want to know why I get
it. Oh, it's not, Steve? You don't
no,
think so?
No, it's not. No, it's not. At least Tommy at the end lets them off the hook.
Oh, yeah.
We just leave your mess out there hanging.
That you don't apologize, say it's a joke or nothing.
If they're in the news, he's doing it.
We're scared to see these people in public that we run into.
Oh, my God. Mm.
What was that sound, Steve?
he's the one that's going to see him quicker than any of us.
Yeah. Has anyone ever said anything to you, Steve, about these
any
pranks?
Looks or anything?
Not the prank.
By Jay.
By Jay. Don't put the prank in
Jay,
there.
Prank, Jay, anything. What did they say? Who was it? And
what was it? I don't want to get into it. I just had a couple of moments. Just one, really. Uh-huh. But, you know, the line I hate more than anything.
What?
Damn, Steve, I thought we was cool. we are cool. What happened?
What are you talking about? Dog?
What changed coolness?
Was it CeeLo by his hands? Is that what it was?
That was too far. I thought it was CeeLo.
What changed coolness? I thought he was cool.
So what do you do? Just walk away?
I act like I ain't
here. Yeah.
Damn, see, I thought we was cool. What else going on, player?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, People Magazine says the country music star and judge on The Voice, Blake Shelton, is the sexiest joking. Man alive.
Blake laughing at this.
And you're right, Steve. He's cute. Everyone got Adam Levine. Everyone got that.
Yeah. Adam Levine has had the title
okay,
before,
people.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. When he made it, when Adam
God,
Levine
that's
made
funny.
It. There was no problem.
A good one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I like him. I don't like him. I love him.
Yeah.
He's one
great.
Of the coolest dudes on TV.
Yeah.
Ain't a damn thing sexy about him.
I don't think of him as sexy, though. Like I said,
he wears the same flannel shirt every day.
Sorry. Yeah.
The other judge on the show, Adam Levine, everybody got when he was named sexiest man.
Yeah, he was that before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But Blake Shelton, yeah, a lot of people are saying that.
He goes with Gwen Stefani. Yeah. She's happy. That's her man.
Okay. Other sexy men on the list. Mm-hmm. Tommy, you'll love it. Well, you love
Tommy.
Tommy. Hold up.
Did you say Tommy on the list, Shirley?
Tommy was on the list, Shirley?
No, I did not say that.
Oh, okay.
I was ready for it.
Oh, I like the way she said it too. Stern. No, I did not say that.
Tommy loves this show. This Is Us. And Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us is on the list.
I can see that.
Yeah.
He's sexy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. 50 Cent is on the list.
Really?
Yeah. He's a rapper, producer, and actor. He's a triple threat, so.
Kanan. That's sexy. That's confident. Kanan. That's what they're saying.
Go ahead, Kanan.
Yeah. Kofi Siriabi from Queen Sugar.
Oh, from Queen. Yeah.
That's a good one. He definitely should be in there. He was
with the beard.
Yeah, he was on Girls Trip.
He was
in the
Girls
movie
Trip.
Girls Trip. Yeah. He was
Ralph
voted
Fiennes.
Sexiest breakout star. Okay, other nominees include Brad Cooper, Shamar Moore, and voted sexiest smile, President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right there.
Oh, and sexiest butt. We didn't do this one.
Tommy.
Okay, hey, man. Sexy. Y'all keep
here we
on
go.
Here.
You got a high one. There's somebody got to see it.
It ain't Tommy?
Kit Harington. Kit Harington, sexiest butt. He's Jon Snow from Game
Snow.
Of Thrones.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And we
see
it a lot.
His ass, all that fur he be wearing.
You see it a lot, Steve, on Game of Thrones. A lot of stuff going on in Game of Thrones.
He got all that winter clothes.
Jon Snow is fine.
Yeah. Winter is coming.
You got no beach scenes over there.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Still sexy list. They also released their Still Sexy List, People Magazine. Brad Pitt from 2000.
Still sexy.
Richard Gere, from 1999. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey from 2005. Yes. Like George Clooney and Tom Cruise. And also Dwayne Johnson, Still Sexy. And of course, you know who's on the Still Sexy List.
Say it, girl.
Denzel Washington!
Yeah. Fellas,
they're even more embarrassing.
Yeah. He was a winner from 1996. What'd you say?
I've been losing to Denzel my whole life. You want me to root for him?
Yeah, we're getting a little tired of this.
You ain't got to clap or nothing.
No.
No. Attitude?
No. No. We just ain't even going to get an honorable mention. How about the damn near sexy list?
Well, you guys make up your own list. You guys make up your own list.
What about the sexiest man in America in a strange kind of way? Something like that.
We need to
get a list where more of us can get on
it. The sexiest, sickest person. I got that one.
Sexiest person.
The sexiest person self for. You know?
What? Yeah. That's a list. Yeah. The sexiest person self for.
Yeah. And then you got a name. What's wrong with it? Steve Harvey, sexiest man in America, except for his facial features.
Oh, except for.
Except.
Oh, okay. Jay, we haven't heard from you. You're all quiet over there.
Yeah. Because he ain't sexy.
No, I got what women want. I go right to it.
What?
I pay bills. That's how you do it.
That's what makes you sexy.
I'm not trying to... Hey, that ain't me.
No lies.
Let me buy you a car is my opening line.
Whoa.
Yeah, I step to you. Wow. Let me keep your cable on. Mm.
Come on, boy.
Let me get
Come
your
on.
Kids.
That's sexy. Yeah, I was just going to Jay, that's sexy.
They turn around and look who be talking, man. When you tap one on the shoulder, hey, girl. Let me get your kids' school clothes out. What?
Yeah.
What
did you say?
Do you have a type, Jay? You have a type?
Any type.
White type.
I like them white.
Of course he got
they
a type.
They got to be white.
Yeah, any type. You ain't got a type.
I take any type as long as they're white.
Send the white girls in, please.
So that's what you open up with. Let me buy you a car.
Let me buy you a car. Mm. Yeah, that's me. Okay. Isn't that sexy?
That is sexy.
Don't that sound sexy?
That is sexy.
I ain't got the physique. I ain't working out. I got diabetes. I'm older. No, let me buy you a car. Say, what was that you said?
But Jay, you know you can work out.
No, that takes too much time.
Is it a brand new car, Jay?
Who said something about new now? I said car.
But if you ain't got one,
if
then
you ain't
get
got
it,
one,
then it's new.
If it's new to you, right?
Yeah, it's new to you.
You ain't got a car if you riding a bus.
how long do your relationships typically last, Jay?
Let's see, Shirley. A year is good.
That's probably long enough.
All right. Butterfly coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is time. Introduce Jay. Then Jay, you in turn introduce the butterfly.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, do you know the butterfly? Because I do. I do.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Stephen Shirley College, Junior Tommy, J. Anthony Brown. Thank you so much. There is pandemonium going on right now.
Morning,
there
butterfly. Flutter, good. Flutter.
Hello, Shirley.
Calm down.
Let us speak to you. Yeah. What's wrong?
No. I'm sorry.
Morning, there's butterfly. Flap on. Flap on, brother.
There's an issue on the table, and I'm gonna need everyone's help. Last night,
at the play,
we did a show. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Someone stole my entire wardrobe, all of it. My entire wardrobe is gone, and
you're gonna be
up...
naked then.
No.
I'm setting up a GoFundMe wardrobe account so people can send money to help me get my wigs are gone. Everything is gone. Everything is gone. My jewelry, all of my leggings, everything is gone. And I need help. Eugene GoFundMe wardrobe site. So I am getting that set up, and I'm asking all of my coworkers, we're going to start here. To
they
jump
stole
start
everything?
This.
How much is the goal? How much money you need to raise, Eugene?
I'm going to need at least $6,000.
Oh, hell, your ass could be up there naked.
So,
how much again?
Wait a minute. $6,000.
You
ain't had on $6,000 worth of stuff.
You got on $6,000 worth of tights?
Hold on. This ain't no damn Chapman's. Y'all gonna quit playing the game. Listen.
No, this is big news. How much is it now?
It's $6,000. And stop doing it. Listen, I need six. Okay, It's exactly six people on this show. If every one of you out, and then I'll pitch in $1,000. But if every one of you out pitch in $1,000, then I will have the money I need for
family. I'll tell you what I will do.
That's $7,000.
How much you need all together? That's what we're trying to figure out.
$6,000. I keep telling you what. Stop doing it. Stop playing that damn music. This is serious. This is very, very serious. Okay? I don't have a lot of time. $6,000 is needed, right? Damn it. I'm not going to tell y'all. I'm going to quit doing it. Quit doing it. Now, we're going to start with Mr. Harvey. Mr. Harvey, I want you. How much would you pledge to give towards this $6,000 that I need?
How much is it?
I need $6,000, Mr. Harvey. I'm going to whoop the board out of his ass. I swear. Stop doing it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It's time for Comedy Roulette. Jay, set it up quickly, please.
Comedy Roulette is each week you guys test our ability to be comedians. We're going to show you how good we are. You give us a subject, stop the wheel on any subject, we can do a riff on it. That's how good we are.
All right, Kat, you ready with the wheel? Let's go.
What you got?
These are the subjects. Number one, ice cream.
Okay, ice cream. Yeah.
Number two, old music.
Oh, yeah.
Like back in the day, yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
This boy.
Come on. Now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, number three, how to protect the food in the fridge.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
That's a good one.
Number four, I'm not the bank.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Heard that before.
Let's do that one.
Yeah. Okay, number five, sometimes I feel like slapping the mess out of you.
Look at you. Give me them last two.
Yeah. All right, come on, Kat, let's go.
Spin the wheel.
Oh, come on, slapping. Oh, slapping a mess out of you. Okay, how to protect the food in the fridge.
That's yours. So people don't steal it.
Uh-huh.
Easy. Very
okay,
easy.
Let's go, Jay.
First one is you pick your teeth till they start bleeding, right? And then you bite your sandwich and wrap that in cellophane and shove that back in there. I'd be damned if anybody eat that.
With blood on it?
Yeah. Pick your teeth real good till they
bleed.
No, till they bleeding, right? Till they start bleeding.
Bite your sandwich.
And then bite your sandwich, wrap that in cellophane.
Ew.
See if it don't be there when you get back.
Gingivitis.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go ahead. Come on, Junior. What you got?
First of all, who fridge we talking about? There ain't nothing in mine. It's very easy to protect my fridge. I ain't got nothing in there. A better subject would have been how to put food in the fridge.
All right, tell me what you got, man.
When you really want to protect something, what I would do,
okay,
get a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
And write, let's see, where we at? We in 17. Put 1/1/17 on there. All right, January 1st, 17.
Yeah,
and then get
it.
What? And then write chitlins on the Ziploc.
Yeah.
And then write, don't
that.
Throw away. Put that in the, I promise you. Ain't nobody bothering
that's
you.
A keeper, yeah. All right, come on, Steve.
See what you got, man.
The best way to protect your sandwich at work
uh-huh.
is mm-hmm. to put it in a cellophane and then duct tape it.
It'll get tight.
So they don't even know what it is. But duct tape the whole sandwich. How you gonna get back in there?
The whole sandwich is...
It just look just a brick of duct tape in there. Ain't nobody gonna open up that damn duct tape.
Duct tape goes with everything, but not food.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
Yes,
not food.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
Duct tape will protect
so
your
that'll
sandwich.
Protect it, yeah.
Yeah, put it in and let it stand there for a long time.
All right, how to protect the food in the fridge, Jay?
Oh, the best way to do it is you can put it way inside. You can put it inside. Put sure you smash it up.
Uh-huh.
You take your sandwich and you ball it up real tight.
Okay.
Just as small as you can make it. And put it and wrap it in cellophane and then stick that inside the baking soda box. Put it inside. The bacon
you got a balled up sandwich.
Like a nugget.
That's what I'm talking about. But it will be there when you get home.
It'll be protected.
It'll be protected. What you got?
Yeah. I tell you one way to really do it.
Uh-huh.
Go by the dog shelter. Get an unhappy pit bull.
Uh-huh.
Leave him in the break room. when they open that door.
Yes. I like this one.
Put the put bill on the inside.
Yeah.
Just turn the temperature down just a little bit so
he can survive.
Hey, I'm going to tell you.
So he's in the fridge?
Yes. No. Put him right there in the break room. They've been walking in there gracefully because they've been eating your stuff every day. This going to halt that walk.
How much you got?
Okay, Junior, I got to piggyback this one because I've done this one before. My dog name is Chopper. I have put it in a Ziploc bag and put Chopper's sweet treats on there. But it backfired on me because my son, Jordan, and put some of Chopper's sweet treats in there and got it all confused with my kid.
I got one right quick.
Come on as we go, on. Steve.
You ready?
Come
10
on.
10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Put your whole lunch in a pamper.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
48 minutes after that, get ready. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Strawberry Love. Tommy, what's your prank phone call about?
The plumber.
The what?
The plumber.
What's the defiance in your voice?
We finna call the damn plumber. The plumber.
Okay.
Nah.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach a Mr. Please.
That would be me.
Mr. How you doing? You the person that does the plumbing work, am I right?
Yeah.
Now, my wife got some work done for you. You come by the house. Now, do you know, I know you probably got quite a bit of work.
No, well, I do so many throughout the day, so I have it on my receipt here I can look at over here.
It's about 3 days ago at the street.
Yeah, I can recall. Was a lady there?
Yeah, it was a toilet was backed up and was overflowing and...
Yeah, I can recall that.
And then something was wrong with the sink in there, too, and that had a leak in the back of it.
Yeah, it had a leak in the back, and I done that. I fixed that there for you, and I took that toilet there. I had around the bottom of your base, the toilet base there. I had to take that up and retape it because that tape had came loose. It was kind of old there, and I, went through that and done all that and taping it up and sealed it up and I rebased that seal back there in the toilet and your sink had a little leak back there in the back. I fixed that because that was real easy there. So.
Well, no, see, that something went wrong with that toilet. Now, did you put another pipe or something? Did you reroute a pipe or anything?
No. Like I said, all I did, I took the base of it off there. And I taped it up to where that old tape there, and then I put me some cement, with my pipe there, and I sealed it all up, and I checked it out. I let it dry and see if it leaked, and it didn't leak. And I put your base back on, and then you had a little leak there in your sink, and that was on the top of the your nozzle there, and I fixed that
well,
for you.
Mrs., I'm gonna tell you, cause I'm going to be honest with you and tell you I'm not happy with what I got.
Happy with it?
No. Now, let me tell you what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say somebody in the bathroom and they flush that toilet.
Right.
When they flush that toilet, come out the sink in the kitchen.
Tell me that. Say that what you did again.
I said when they flush the toilet in the bathroom.
Right.
Come out the sink in the kitchen. It come out in the kitchen like that. I don't know how you route something like you didn't misroute it or something.
No, I didn't route anything. All I did was put the tape on there so I could fix the leak that was at the base of your toilet. I didn't reroute anything. I don't understand how can you reroute a pipe pipe to go into your kitchen and shoot crap out of your kitchen like that.
I don't know what you did when you was up under there and how you rerouted something, but that's what happened. And it's going from that bathroom. When you flush that toilet, it come out in my sink in my kitchen. Now, what's bad about it is this morning I'm in there cooking.
Sir, what's your name again?
My name is They call me
Okay. And crap is coming out of your plumbing in your
In my kitchen. Now, this morning, I set out some red beans and rice to cook. And I put my beans on. Now I've been cooking. Listen at me. I've been cooking all.
No, I'm trying to be professional about this because, I guarantee my work. I've been doing this over 20 years. And one thing I do, I guarantee my work, and I'm real proud about the things that, I do. But what did you have anybody else over there
working on your pipe.
Ain't nobody. You
in your kitchen. You, all I did was your bathroom.
You is the
bathroom,
only.
The bathroom don't have anything to do with your kitchen. That floor pipe have anything to do with one or the other.
Then explain that coming through my sink in my kitchen.
I can't explain the coming from your sink. I can only explain that's in the toilet. In your sink. I have no idea.
I'm going to listen. Because this thing got me riled up. Listen, now what it is.
Well, you done got me kind of riled up here. Because, you know, like I said, I do this here. And I've been doing it for 20 years. And that's the first time I ever heard of anything like that being happening. I ain't never seen it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's just disgusting to be cook red beans all day. And now I find out that it's sitting in some dirty water like that.
You didn't smell the water when you was in your sink? Because I'm quite sure they had a loud smell to it.
I didn't smell nothing. Now, earlier this morning, I washed my hair in there. And I didn't smell.
What?
I washed my hair in there.
Oh,
that's just what it smelled like. A bag of
I just refuse to believe that the work I did on your toilet in there, taping some stuff up and cementing some stuff up and on your sink had anything to do with crap being shot out your damn kitchen sink.
Well, I tell you what. What I need to do is for you to get your back over here and fix it, because this here ain't a good job, and I don't recommend nobody using you.
Well, first of all, I'm trying to be professional about it, and you cussing me, and that ain't going to get nothing done, mister.
Once come out my pipe, it was no longer professional.
Well, now, obviously you had somebody else over there doing something in your sink.
I ain't had nobody.
Do you have a garbage disposal over there?
Look.
Maybe it's coming out your garbage disposal.
It ain't high in the world. It's crap coming out of my garbage. You get your back over here and you fix what you're supposed to fix and fix it right. Then I'm not paying another damn dime for it.
I'm not coming over to fix a thing. I'm trying to be professional about it. I'm listening to what you got to say. I should have hung up on your a long time ago, but I'll get a team of work. And I'm trying to, you know, deal with my customers. When I left the way, I told her to flush the toilet. She flushed the toilet. She ran the faucet in the bathroom. We had no problem. Now, if you don't have somebody else over there that's doing whatever, Lord knows what, I damn sure don't know.
Do you know
and
I
ate? Ain't none of my business.
I ate some of them red beans, and that's what bothered me now. I feel sick to my stomach.
Some red beans and whatever the hell you eating over there, it smells like water. You crazy as hell.
I'm going to make your eat some of these red beans if you don't come fix these pipes.
You can go to hell. I'm trying to be professional. In fact, I told you I'm doing my job. I did it the best I know I could. And when I left there, wasn't nothing leaking. One pipe don't go with the other like I told
you. You get over here and fix these pipes. That's what you...
You and your wife kiss my because I know well I did an outstanding job over there.
You ain't done nothing. If I
you
got...
Take them red beans and rice, stick them up your you and your pipes and all that. I don't give a damn.
I know what's coming up.
I ain't fixed no red beans and rice. I ain't done nothing over there in your damn kitchen to have you that upset with me.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Is you listening?
I'm listening to you.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh,
you just got pranked by your boy.
Man, you kidding me? Man, y'all crazy, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you big time. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
You got it, man. Yeah, that's Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all got me this morning, man. When you see him, I'm going to whoop his too.
I tell you what we going to do is this here. Me and you going to get together and we going to prank. How about that?
Thank you. You hold it down. I'm going to shoot that pipe in his.
Y'all cool with that?
Yes, upset that man like that.
Huh? I'm just asking, y'all cool with it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Then, baby. The plumber. You know, every now and then I catch myself, but I might have went a bit far on that, but you know.
Just want to know the difference between these boys. Want to know who said what.
Yeah, Junior done got between the breath. All right, go ahead.
You'll find yourself talking to an HR lawyer in a minute. Just explain yourself.
All right, I'm sorry about the breath comments. Jesus.
When you apologize, you need to mean it.
Y'all get some breath and don't know how to act. Okay, fine, sorry. Breath with attitude, huh?
We BWA.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after. He is really crazy. Today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's that time. Let's buckle up. Let's hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Tommy. Subject: childless, manless, clueless, and hungover at 40. Dear Steve Harvey and Shirley, currently I am separated and over 40. Can't have any children. Main reason for my divorce. Anyway, I met a man, Mr. Man, who was also separated, and we became very close. It was great. After a year, Mr. Man has his divorce. Once my divorce was final this summer, I thought Mr. Man and I would be together. Well, Mr. Man told me that he was going to New Jersey to get his ex-girlfriend, the woman he should have married instead of his wife. I had to ask, what about me? He said, I am a beautiful woman, but I had three problems. Number one, I am too emotional. I cry at the drop of a dime. Number two, real women are a mystery. Once that's gone, nothing is left. I'm an open book. Number three, the big one, I should not have fallen in love with a married man, him. I miss all the signs of this rejection. I tried to be open and honest with this man. Of course, the sex was good, but I am truly hurt. So as I watch him take his ex-girlfriend on a romantic weekend to the Poconos Mountains this weekend, last night I had my brown liquor. My brown liquor song, Anita Baker, No More Tears, and cried myself to sleep. I should have known better and controlled my feelings at 40. So I'll say it's my fault. I am not perfect. Now I am out of two men in 1 year at 40. I pray that God heals my heart and my mind, childless, manless, clueless, and hungover at 40. Wow. Dear childless, manless, clueless, and hungover at 40, I mean, yeah, you know, God will, you know, protect you and heal you and all that, but you have to do your part. You know, you got to do your part. And that is not jumping into something when, number one, you're still married to this, to your husband. Number two, you know, just jumping in, not getting to know this man, you know, sleeping with him right away. That's exactly what happened. That's what he means by the mystery. You know, once the mystery's gone, then it's over. I mean, telling him everything. You said you're an open book. You don't have to tell this man everything. He's not even your husband. You know, and then being so emotional and needy, you know, you got to learn from your relationship so this won't happen again. And as far as not being able to have children, you know, if you want to go this route, adoption is always an option. It definitely is always an option. You know, think about that in your next relationship. But I don't advise you to even get in a next relationship, a new relationship, until, you know, you learn from this particular one so you won't keep making these same mistakes over and over and over again. So take your time. Know what you want and don't settle anymore, okay? And make these men accountable. You know, talk about their plans. Find out what he wants to do. You know, why should that have even been a surprise to you that he wanted to go back and marry someone else? Steve?
This letter is classic. It's classic. Classic example of how women get involved and not know up front. Her whole life is that way. First of all, she's separated right now. Can't have any children. Main reason for my divorce. You're getting a divorce because you can't have children. Who didn't know this in the beginning? How was this not talked out thoroughly in the beginning? So you get to this point with your husband and he finds out you can't have children, or he just decides he wants children, or this the reason he telling you that he got to leave. All of this could have been handled up front. You were surprised that your marriage is over because of the fact that you can't have children. You've been knowing this a greater part of your 40 years, especially in your adult life where it really counts. Okay. Secondly, you met a man, Mr. Man, who was separated, which means he was still married too. Mr. Man gets his divorce.
And once your divorce was final this summer, I thought Mr. Man and I would be together. Keyword, I thought. You once again, ma'am, and I'm just not trying not to be too hard on you because you know you made a mistake. But you said, I thought Mr. Man and I would be together. Once again, classic, classic, not knowing up front. You could have found out if you and Mr. Man was going to be together before you broke off the cookie with this man. But nah, you passing out cookie like it's a business card. Now you sitting up in here and found out that Mr. Man, after his divorce, is going to go back to Jersey and get his ex-girlfriend. He could have told you that in the beginning, had you inquired. Ladies, you have the right to inquire. It's not being nosy. It ain't being pushy. You ain't going to run no man off. If a man really wants you, you can't run him off. You can't run us off. We ain't scary. We want you. We want you. We are not scary people. Men are not scary. You don't run us off. And we want you? Come on. Come on. Pimps and players didn't put it in your head that you'll run us off. Men can't be run off. So here you go. He goes to the ex-girlfriend. The woman that he should have married instead of his wife. Oh, this is conversation you could have had. Why are you getting to marry? Who would you have married if you didn't marry your wife? I would have married this girl in New Jersey. Matter of fact, if I ever get out of this, I'm going back and get her. You could have found this out and saved yourself to the. So you have, what about me? What about you? It's too late. He going to get the girl in Jersey. Ladies, you have every right to ask up front. See, what about you is first. You got to get the what about you out first. Or when you get to the point where you got to ask what about you, this ain't about you no more. This about him and the woman in New Jersey now. He got his divorce. He gone. He going back to who he should have married in the first place. You ain't asked none of these questions because you was what? Having a good time? Feeling good? Y'all was pleasurable? You all had so much in common? The only thing y'all had in common was both of y'all was separated. His plans was not your plans. You have every right to know of a man's plans. You especially have the right to know, ladies, if you are not in his plans. There are ways to go about finding this out. We come back. I'm going to open up a few more cans in this letter, a few more items in this letter, share with you, especially the three problems she have. I'm too emotional. He says he's too emotional. He cried to drop down. Real women are a mystery. Once that is gone, nothing is left. I'll tell you what men mean by that. And I'm an open book. And the third big one, I should not have fallen in love with a married man. I'll tell you what that means, too, when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Well, let's get to the letter.
Okay.
What do you have for this lady?
The man told me that he was going to New Jersey to get his ex-girlfriend, the woman he should have married instead of his wife. I had to ask, what about me? He said, I'm a beautiful woman, but I had three problems. Let's go over these problems, ladies. Number one, I am too emotional. I cry at the drop of a dime. Well, here's the deal. If a man don't love you and don't have emotional ties to you of any kind, which is obviously this man don't, he's not buying into drama. Tears to a man is drama. Because guess what? If your man loves you and he sees you crying, he has to fix something. We got to spring into action and do something. See, it's the only reason we like to talk to you. We don't want to talk to you if we can't fix it. So now you just crying at the drop of the dime. He don't know what the hell going on. He can't fix it. That's drama. I'm not in love with you, and I ain't really feeling you like that. So guess what? I ain't buying into this drama over no cookie, which is all you are, is some cookie. Secondly, real women are a mystery. Once that is gone, nothing is left. He told you that? Okay, you know what that means? That means you told everything. See, y'all go about this the wrong way. Y'all think it's being honest and open. Hey, y'all better understand what this really is now when you're talking to us. What to tell a man and what not to tell a man. When you give us information, we taking this information to use it a certain way. Huh. That's what we doing.
Absolutely.
We're not gathering information because we care for you. We gather information because we can use it in our quest. Third, the big one. She said I should have not fell in love. That's what she said, with the married man. I miss all this, all the signs of this rejection. No. You didn't miss any of the signs of rejection. Mm-hmm. You didn't ask for the signs. You didn't ask any questions. What was his intentions after his divorce was over? Where do you fit into the plans? How does he see you? What the big one is I'm going to give you is that you fell in love with a married man. You know what he says to him? You had no standards. Mm. That's all that says to a man. You had no standards. Now you won't do what? Now you won't start practicing standards with me? I'm not really sure if you have any. Because what you ain't finna do is start practicing new standards with me and my feelings. I'm going to go on up to Jersey and get my old girl back, man. Holla at you.
We got to go. Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Switching gears now.
Steve said something on the show the other day that I think I'm going to do. I have never done this. When you go to like stores where people have stuff on layaway, and if you can afford it, just pick a family out.
Yeah.
And pay the layaway off. That is so cool, man.
Yeah.
Just,
oh, that's
if
cool.
you can afford it, do it.
Yeah, I kind of did a challenge on my talk show.
Because
Walmart has layaway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a tough time for a lot of families this year, and they're trying to have a holiday, and they ain't got much. Mm-hmm. You know, and Marjorie and I usually go and just go behind the counter. Mm-hmm. As people come up, we stay in the back. They don't see us.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, well, this one is $400. We pay it. This one's $1,000, we pay it.
Yeah.
This one's $1,100, we pay it. Whatever it is, we just pay until we pay out.
I ain't gonna be doing that many of them.
Okay, well, no, just, I just need y'all. If y'all can just do
one. I'm gonna pay on it.
If you can.
You're gonna pay on the layaway. Ooh, it went down, yeah.
You need $100 more.
I thought I owed $75. Well, Jay came in here and put 10 on it. You just owe 65.
You put the layaway on layaway.
The layaway on layaway. I can't stand you.
Who is Jay?
And he added some stuff.
And he thought you might look nice with these socks.
But Jay over there with them tinted glasses nodding his head like he did a good job.
Yeah. Huh?
You on your way?
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Let me.
So, again, we want to thank Atlanta Magic 107.5, 97.5, LA, KJ.
Diabetic pills. I ain't put no diabetic pills on
that. What prescription is this?
And the giving will continue nationwide in New York City, D.C., Philly, Chicago, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Norfolk, Charlotte, Dallas, Tampa. Tommy will be in Detroit. Carla will be in Houston handing out turkeys. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. This is wonderful.
Can I ask y'all something?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I ain't really trying to be stupid.
That doesn't matter.
Just speak, fool.
But I'm just going to ask questions because I've never seen it. But have y'all ever seen a turkey egg? No, I mean, I've never seen a turkey egg before. They hatch like chickens too, right? How come we ain't never seen no turkey egg?
You got me on that
Why do where are we going with this?
It was just an observation. Like we buy chicken eggs all day long. I ain't never seen no.
If they are laying eggs, that would explain that goblin.
They're big. The turkey eggs are big.
I'm assuming, huh?
Yeah.
But I don't think female turkeys gobble. I think they make a clicking noise or something.
No, it's just a dude walking around gobbling.
Yeah, just a dude.
I think so. I could be wrong.
If it's good, you're going to gobble now. I'm going to tell you that now.
Why are we putting brain power in this? Because Tommy said
Why are we putting brain
power? Oh, no.
It's one of those random things.
I
didn't see the quail egg. I didn't see the chicken egg. I didn't see the ostrich egg. I have not seen a turkey egg. I'm sorry.
First of all, Tommy, it's not as many turkeys. And turkeys don't lay eggs like chicken. A turkey only lays about one, sometimes two eggs a week.
Come on, Welch West Virginia.
But why we ain't seen them, though? We ain't seen
one. Number nine.
We keep eating them.
They hide them like Easter eggs, Tommy. You ain't gonna find them.
I think this needs a congressional investigation or something. Yeah. More of this craziness coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, this bit is called You Got Your Priorities
You got
Mixed
your
Up.
Priorities mixed up. Sometimes we do things, but we should be doing another thing, meaning the thing that you might not be doing should be the thing you should do, meaning you've got your priorities mixed up. For instance, how about we bless the food before we take pictures of the damn food?
What is that about? Huh? What is them pictures
Can we do
about?
That?
It's for the gram, baby, for the followers.
You know?
Yeah. Bless the food first.
Yeah, you got I think you got priorities mixed up. That's just me.
I agree.
So I got a friend named Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Just brought him a brand new Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
He 40. Mm-hmm. But he stay at his mama's house. Now, is that priority
That's,
mixed
you
up?
You got them like mixed up, dog. You going to park a Lexus in front of your mama house, and you ain't got a place to stay.
Car rich, house poor.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, he going to want. This is what I don't understand. Uh-huh. You just borrowed some money from me, but then you going to tell me some financial advice right behind What you need to do, dog? What?
Got your priorities.
You got your priorities mixed up. Oh, what you got? Yeah, you who's got their priorities mixed up?
I think if you're trying to make a decision on whether you're going to buy some new clothes or some groceries, to buy the clothes, something's wrong with you.
You got your priorities mixed up. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't mean no harm.
Eat your shirt.
You got your priorities mixed up. I'm just trying to figure out, because I live in L.A. and I see this a lot. What is the cutoff age of a dude with a beard on a skateboard? That's all I'm asking.
I ain't mad at you, Jay. I see it all the time.
How you look like a shepherd, but you on a skateboard?
Makes no sense.
You got your priorities mixed up.
Okay, I got it for you.
You got it?
You 400 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And your transportation is a scooter. Come on now, man. Either lose some weight or get a car. All right? But it's too much happening right here. It's way too much.
He's busy.
I'll tell you what, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I can't understand. You sit here talking to me with all designer clothes on, but you got teeth missing. Where we at with this?
Come on, Junior.
Where we at with this? You Gucci, you Louis, you everything. But your bottom row looks like a downhill slop.
Don't you see that's gone?
Yeah. Your priority is mixed up.
Jack-o'-lantern about the mouth.
You look like a jack-o'-lantern about the mouth.
Junior, when they missing that side tooth. And
oh,
like
my God.
That side one. You see that, man.
Yo, where we at?
You got one, Steve?
You at the bus stop.
Uh-huh.
I pull up in a raggedy car. You laughing at my car.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Excuse me?
Hey, this to laugh.
I got one.
You got your priorities mixed up.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're not right. You're just a little off kilter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got on a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. That's all you wear. Mm-hmm. But all your friends is white. That's all.
Priorities.
You get them in order.
I'll tell you what right here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You sitting in the living room playing with your kid.
Uh-huh.
Your kid tell you to shut up, and you do it.
Whoa, you got your priorities mixed up.
Way mixed up. Who the parent in here?
Yeah.
Right.
Priorities.
I got one. You get arrested, and your mugshot, you got on a Black Lives Matter t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
But you arrested for a drive-by.
Oh, you went deep with it.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. That cut.
Get your priorities together.
Yeah.
Get your priorities together.
It's to the ladies.
Mm.
you got a designer bag.
Mm-hmm.
You paid maybe $700-$800. Okay. But you ain't got lunch money.
Well, yeah. We got you. So, yeah. that ain't a good one, Jay.
Boo.
Get out of here.
I got one for you. You the president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
And you done took most of our money and went and played golf with it. And we got plenty of stuff around here that need to be taken care of. You got your priorities.
You got really mixed up.
You got your priorities mixed up. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you
we
do.
Get deep with it. Okay.
You're getting deep with it.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm saying this is just something that just personal just to my family and my house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You got a 39 in reading.
Uh-huh.
You ain't passed reading uh-huh. in about 6 report cards.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But you know all the words to Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. What are we really doing here?
Come on.
I make money moves.
Yeah, I make money moves.
But you can't read these words.
But read Little Red Riding Hood for me.
You got your priorities mixed up. All right, come on. Close
last
it up,
one.
Steve.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right, this is a ripper right here, so get ready to go. Might not
uh-oh.
Be able to use this one.
Uh-oh.
You in the mall
uh-huh.
with a FEMA check, and you done bought some red bottles.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
It's been, it's
making
been
the
done.
Money
Trust
move.
Me, it's been done.
Yeah.
Whew, okay.
You got them mixed up.
Okay. Coming up at the top of the hour, more comedy. We'll tell you what that's all about right after
God.
This.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome to the ride.
Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Houston, Texas. Texas.
Shout out to the beauty salons.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, don't forget.
Yeah. And the body shops. All the body shops down there.
Let me do this.
Sharpstown Mall. Are they still open to Sharpstown Mall?
No, they changed it.
You can run up in there if you want to.
It's called the Mall of the America.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Joel Osteen. What?
Yeah.
What?
Joel Osteen?
Joel Osteen, uh-huh. You better know it.
Pastor, that's
this
right.
This is my yeah. Bible.
I love that church, man. Love it.
Think and shout out to Windsor Village, United Methodist Church, Jr. That's
Kirby John.
Right there. Kirby John.
Shout out to my wife and kids. Jack, yes. Trey, Jordan, and Sydney,
right.
My babies.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, shout out to my husband and my daughter.
Then find it. Hey, Mama.
Well, that's a new.
His wife and kids.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
never done that before, huh?
He's been a stone cold fool up until
in
nothing.
The history of this show.
What about for the side piece? Nothing for your side piece?
Hey.
I'm sure she's listening.
That can't be in the same segment, Jay.
I mean, let
or at
she's
all.
She's listening.
Here we hello go, to all boy. Side pieces.
Yeah.
No, all. Be specific. Be specific.
See,
be
that's
specific.
Why you can't say it.
Be specific.
Wrong. I sound like you're having a stroke right now.
I see why you ain't on the other show. Over there. I see
no, not all the side pieces. Be specific.
Uh-huh.
What's the word, show?
You sound like you're having
Pacific.
A stroke.
Be Pacific.
Not the ocean.
Like the ocean.
Not the ocean. Yeah. He sure got quiet.
Like a church mouse.
Listen to Jay Akadam, fool.
You hired him.
Shout out to all the side pieces.
What that advice at now?
Be specific.
Be terrific. Come on.
Come on, Jay. We'll lock him up.
All right, lock him up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows somebody that's considered good people.
Yeah.
You know, good people.
Oh, yeah.
Keep to themselves, always speaking. My theory is lock they ass up because they can't be trusted. They up to something.
Really?
They up to people? Something. You know what I'm talking about?
People
like that, the people who are always helping old people, always going over there, how you doing, Miss Johnson? You got enough to eat? Lock their ass up. They up to something. They up to something.
It's a hidden agenda.
You know what I'm talking about? People who drive the church bus, sing in the choir, just so good to help out, lock their ass up.
There's something going on here.
Something going on. You driving the
you
church bus?
Us.
I don't trust these damn people.
Wow.
You up to something. You just driving the church bus. You ain't getting paid? Lock their ass up.
Wow. Yeah.
People
go on, have a party, they have a party and tell you, this is ignorant right here. I ain't never heard of this. Don't bring nothing, just bring yourself. Come on. Lock that ass up. Damn, son.
Well, you need to lock Uncle Steve up.
Lock him up. Him and Shirley, lock him up.
You can't bring him to his party.
People who see your trash cans out by the curb and you leave and they roll them back up to your house just to be nice, lock them up. Lock their ass up. Nobody asked you to roll nobody damn trash can. Stupid. The first person at work, you know the first person always at work?
Yeah.
Got the lights on, make sure the internet is working, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got donuts for every damn body. What's that about? Huh? That sounds like you a communist. Only a communist would bring donuts for everybody.
Oh, God.
People who come to work and speak to every damn body. Make sure they go to everybody's cubicle. Yeah. How you doing today? How was your weekend? Ain't your damn business how my weekend was. What you up to? Why you got to know about people's weekends?
I'm sorry.
Lock their ass up.
I'm sorry,
Evil. Lock their ass up.
I'm sorry, Houston. You gotta hear this.
Come on, Jay.
People are always looking out for you. You know, like if you go out of town, they make sure they get your newspapers and your mail and stuff.
We have neighbors.
Let
like
my stuff pile up.
I don't need no help.
What you going through my mail for? Why are you looking at my mail?
Yeah.
Did I ask you? If the mailman keep leaving it there, damn it, you do the same damn thing.
Yeah, you do the same thing.
I like for my mail to pile up. And you know what I'm talking about? The people always having bake sales.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we trying to raise money for the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. What is that about, Shannon?
Why
are you bringing baked goods out your house to sell to people in the neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
You're up to something.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know everybody in the neighborhood. Yeah.
You know, people who bring soup over to your house when you sick. Heard you was under the weather.
Yeah,
I brought you some soup.
What's wrong with that?
Ain't nobody ask you for no damn soup.
Okay.
Yo.
So your car broke down and somebody just pull over and fix your car right there on the side.
Lock them up.
Always picking up the tab.
Always. I got it. You to get a damn thing. I got two good jobs. Ask you to get nothing.
What you up to?
Yeah, what is that about? Gotta give him the side out. What is that about?
You buying salads?
Yeah.
That what you doing?
Oh, I'll babysit for you because I know you're going there. Me and my kids over there with you. What is that about? I say lock their ass up. Lock them up.
Dang, Jay. People can't be nice.
Did anybody ask you to be nice?
Oh, man.
What about, I'm a woman, I drop something on the floor and a guy picks it up.
I ain't picking it up for you. And anybody who rushes to pick it up,
That's a true statement. That's a true statement.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here's the question. Who should host Thanksgiving dinner? Boy, this year has gone by fast. The relative with the bigger house is the question, or the relative who is the better cook?
The better cook.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is about food.
I'd rather be crowded and the food tastes good than all this space and we just sitting way away from each other complaining.
Eating green bean casserole.
Hey, man, was your turkey dry?
There's an echo. The house is so big.
That makes sense. Hey, man, how she only had one can of cranberry sauce? They're just hollering across the big empty house. It's big, but the food ain't good. I'd rather be in there tight, sitting elbow to elbow watching the game. Boy, them good-ass dressing.
And whisper.
They sitting right next to you.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you ain't going to eat all your ham, let me have that right there, though. Ooh. Hey, look, if you ain't get enough cranberry sauce, I got plenty on my plate. Just reach on over here.
This delicious.
Yeah. How about that sweet potato pie?
Ooh. Man, we go to the projects with some good food.
Yeah. Anywhere.
Man.
Keep walking outside, checking on your car, and keep coming back in and get some more plates.
Yeah, go back in. Just something you got to do. Go check,
on your car.
Man, I'm going out here and see if everything all right.
Good evening, right?
Hey, Earl, your turn. Go out there and check on the car, man.
Ain't nothing like that giblet gravy, man, that go over that dressing. That right there does it for
me. Do you know how to make that, Tommy?
I don't. No, me either. I need to study that one with one of my aunties and figure that. I ain't got
how
that
to do that gravy. Yeah, gravy is an art to gravy.
Yes, it is. I love dressing. Oh, I love dressing.
Marjorie makes the dressing every year, and all her family asks for pans of it.
Really? Oh, she put her foot in there.
Pretty good.
Yeah, her dressing is dope, though.
Wow.
Yeah. Dope. And we deep fry the turkey.
Yes, sir.
Master Built Butterball deep fryer.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
That Tommy can fry turkey. God, dog, he can fry.
Yeah, the only thing I used to do every Thanksgiving was I did the yams every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, really?
I stopped doing that.
Why? Oh, you don't have to anymore?
No, hell no. My mama-in-law be here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she cooked Mama real.
Bridges. Man, Mama Bridges. Whoosh, that girl can cook.
Didn't you say her banana pudding?
You don't even understand.
Uh-huh.
Could you almost
it throw you
one?
Into something.
I think it did.
Yeah.
That's
Shirley over there. That's Shirley. You know that Shirley. Yeah.
But I've heard him talk about her banana pudding before.
Boy, let me tell you something.
Off the chain.
Her banana pudding, her strawberry cake.
Mmm.
Her strawberry cake.
I love strawberry cake.
What's strawberry
with the nuts
cake?
On the outside.
Oh, man.
Yummy.
Cake with strawberry icing.
Uh-huh.
When you say strawberry.
Nah, you ain't no strawberries. It's just strawberry flavor.
Okay, it's sweet. Huh? It's good.
Pink icing and pink cake.
Yeah,
but
okay.
It's got nuts all over the outside of it. It's kind. It reminds me of German chocolate cake, but it's all pink.
Okay, my favorite German chocolate cake.
That's Marjorie's favorite. It was my favorite too. Marjorie can make a German chocolate cake.
Mm.
And listen to me, and I'm not saying this because I'm married to her, because she not listening. Her German chocolate cake tastes just like my mama German chocolate cake.
Ooh, that's that's major.
Yeah.
Jackpot.
And if it didn't, I wouldn't say it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. When a black person make a German chocolate cake, ain't it a black cake then? It's no longer German at that point.
Say man. Hey.
Right or wrong. You got one in, nephew.
And that wasn't a good one.
It was a random.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, People Magazine says the country music star and judge on The Voice, Blake Shelton, is the sexiest
joking.
Man alive.
Blake laughing at this.
And you're right, Steve. He's cute. Everyone got Adam Levine. Everyone got that.
Yeah. Adam Levine has had the title
okay,
before,
people.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. When he made it, when Adam
God,
Levine made
funny.
It. There was no problem.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love him.
Blake Shelton.
I like him.
I don't like him. I love him.
Yeah,
he's one
great.
Of the coolest dudes on TV.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Ain't a damn thing sexy about him.
I don't think of him as sexy, though. Like I said,
he wears the same flannel shirt every day.
Sorry. Yeah.
The other judge on the show, Adam Levine, everybody got when he was named sexiest man
alive. Yeah, he was that before,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But Blake Shelton, yeah, a lot of people are saying that.
He goes with Gwen Stefani. Yeah. She's happy. That's her man.
Okay. Other sexy men on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, you'll love it. Well, you love
Tommy.
It. No,
Tommy.
No,
on the list?
Tommy.
Hold
up.
Did you say Tommy on the list, Shirley?
Why are y'all laughing?
Tommy,
did you say Tommy was on the list, Shirley?
No, I did not say that.
Oh, okay.
I was ready for it.
Oh, I like the way she said it too. Stern. No, I did not say that.
Tommy loves this show. This Is Us. And Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us is on the list.
I can see that.
Yeah.
He's sexy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. 50 Cent is on the list.
Fitty?
Yeah.
Fitty?
He's a rapper, producer, and actor. He's a triple threat, so.
Kanan? That's sexy. That's confident. Kanan? That's what they're saying.
Go ahead, Kanan.
Yeah. Kofi Siriobi from Queen Sugar.
Oh, from Queen. Yeah.
That's a good one. He definitely should be in there. He was
with the beard.
Yeah, he was on Girls Trip. He was in the movie Girls Trip. Yeah. He was voted sexiest. Yeah, breakout star. Breakout star. Okay, yes. Other nominees include Brad Cooper, Shamar Moore, and voted. Get this, guys. Voted sexiest smile, President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
How about that?
Right there.
Oh, and sexiest butt. We didn't do this one.
Tommy.
Okay, hey, man. Sexy. Y'all keep on here.
You got a high one. That somebody got to see it.
It ain't Tommy?
Kit Harington. Kit Harington, sexiest butt. He's Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. Yeah, yes. Okay. And we see it a lot.
His ass, all that fur he be wearing.
You see it a lot, Steve, on Game of Thrones. A lot of stuff going on in Game of Thrones.
He got on winter clothes.
Every show. Jon
Snow is fine.
Yeah. Winter is coming.
You got no beach scenes over there.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Still sexy list. They also released their Still Sexy List, People magazine. Brad Pitt from 2000.
Still sexy.
Richard Gere, from 1999. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey from 2005. Yes. Like George Clooney and Tom Cruise. And also Dwayne Johnson, Still Sexy. And of course, you know who's Tyrese on the Still that? Sexy List?
Say it, girl.
Denzel Washington! Yeah.
Fellas,
they even more embarrassed. They even more embarrassed.
Yeah, been losing to Denzel my whole life. You want me to root for him?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, should you bring your new friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend? Should you bring them home for Thanksgiving? This is a story. It says making the decision about whether or not to invite your boyfriend home or your girlfriend home for Thanksgiving is never easy, especially if it's new. Dating experts recommend asking yourself 5 important relationship questions before inviting anyone home for the holidays. Number 1, how long have you been dating? Okay. The shorter the time period, the more likely he or she may not be the same. You know, you may not be around next holiday season, so you never know. Given time, okay? Is it worth the potential discomfort of bringing someone who your family will never see again? So think about that. Number 2, how committed are you? If you're only like casually dating, you know, if you're just kicking it or seeing, you know, if you haven't really been seeing this person for a real long time, haven't made any, you know, any commitments, you know, we go together, anything like that. Don't bring anyone home. Go alone, spend some quality time.
Go together.
Yeah, you know, that old school term. If you go together.
We go together.
You know, just go alone, spend some quality time with your friends and your family, okay? That's the best thing, best way to handle that. Number 3, are they really serious about you? Are they really serious about you?
Are they really? See,
what?
The reason you bring somebody home, though, is because you think.
Yes, you
think.
You
got something.
You do, but do they feel the same way?
Yeah, but see, that's the problem, though, because they done lied to you and made you feel that way.
They just want
to. You got to bring these people to the house.
You think you should.
Okay. Yeah, you got to bring them on, because then you can find out a lot quicker. Everybody done bought somebody home they ain't with no more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Number 4, how formal is your family? How formal is the dinner going to be? If it's a casual dinner, you know, then you can bring a friend that you just started dating.
Like
you can bring that.
Like the ones we see in the movies.
We
don't have that at all.
Yeah. Leave that decision up to him or her and don't sweat it. What, Junior?
You know, like the ones you see in the movie. They sit around the table.
Yeah.
We ain't got that.
Don't bring them. And number 5, what is your life stage? They're saying the younger you are, the longer you should be dating someone before bringing them home for Thanksgiving. Now, if you're a little older, it doesn't take as much time to figure it out. So there you go to answer your question.
I hate new people at my house. I have to watch them. I'm sorry.
No, ain't nobody coming to my house I got to watch.
Yeah. What you mean? You think they might steal something?
You know, you got relatives that bring people with them. I hate that.
No. That can't happen. You're right, Tommy. First. That can't happen.
I hate that, man.
What's going to happen is you ain't getting in and your friend.
You've done that,
so they're
Steve.
Just looking through the window while you guys are eating turkey and dressing.
See, first of all, let me explain something to you. I got a gate. So when you rang my gate, I got cameras everywhere. You can't even see my camera. You at the gate. Now, as soon as you come up on my screen, I look in there and see some people in the car I don't know. I go sit down.
You just leave them at the gate.
Yeah, dog. I ain't got to open this gate. We ain't here.
Oh, man. I hate it, man. I hate it when you bring somebody.
I know it's Thanksgiving, but we not here.
But I can see the turkey on the table from here.
But we not there, though.
The turkey's there. You would leave somebody outside your house, though, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, he'll do it. Yeah, no, and eat comfortably, though.
Dog, I've done it.
See?
I've done it. I've had them look up and see me in the window. Uh-huh. And I still look back at them and turn my head like I don't even see them.
Oh, that's cold, Steve.
That's cold, man.
I've had people call me. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. I've had people call me. I answer the phone on my cell phone. They say, hey, man, I was just at your gate, and your guard told me you wasn't there, but I saw you up there by your car smoking a cigar.
I said, even trying to hide it, Steve.
You don't even play it off.
I looked down there and saw him at the gate. The guard ain't let him in. So now he gonna call me on my cell. Dog, your guard told me you wasn't there. And I said, you up there. I saw you. I pointed at, and the guard turned around and saw you. He said, sir, he's not here. He said, so, man, do you just tell your guard to tell people you ain't there? Yeah. He said, but I saw you. Mm-hmm. Okay, what did he tell you, though?
Don't worry about me.
Right.
What you saw. Ain't nobody worried right. about that.
I see your ass drove away from this gate, though, didn't you?
Oh, man.
Me and Steve help everybody. We get people out of jail.
Please.
We do things for people.
You have nothing to
I've
do
helped
with
you. I help people on Monday, sir. Tommy, I've helped you.
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
Somebody and said, I have, and I want to say, you know, me and Tommy just deal with our issues. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Now let's go and get this issue out the way.
What is the issue?
See, Tommy, I complimented you early in the show, didn't I, Shirley?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you did. You really did, and we were all shocked.
No, Shirley's confirmation don't mean nothing to me no more. You can quit talking to Shirley.
What, just because I talked about... Oh.
Yeah, you threw me under the bus yesterday.
Yeah, actually, you walked under it, but go ahead.
Shut up, Junior.
My fun, Junior.
You gotta throw your ass on the notebook.
Damn, you shorter than me.
Hey, y'all, look here. This your morning, man. Happy holidays. And on behalf of the baddest morning show in the world, Steve Harvey Morning Show, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays, folks.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.